O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let's prepare our hearts now to hear from 1 Peter 2, verses 11 through 12.
Beloved, I urge you, as sojourners and exiles, to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. Peter reminds us once again in this text of our status as sojourners and exiles. While there are many good things that this world has to offer, we need to remember that this is not our home. Therefore, we shouldn't become overly consumed with worldly passions, and we should never lose sight of our mission to point others to the kingdom of God. As we listen to the hymn For All the Saints, I'd encourage you to reflect on your sojourner status and consider, are there ways in which you are becoming too comfortable in this world that isn't your home? Are there passions that you need to abstain from so as to avoid becoming consumed by them? Would those outside the church see your conduct as reason to give glory to God? Pray that the Spirit would work in your heart so that you might honor Jesus in your life.
For all the saints who from their labors rest, who live by faith before the world confess thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou wast their rock, their fortress and their might, thou Lord their captain in the well-fought fight. Thou in the darkness cheer their one true light. Alleluia, alleluia. Oh, may thy soldiers faithful, true, and bold fight as the saints who nobly fought of old, and win with them the victor's crown of gold. Alleluia, to faithful warriors comes their rest. Sweet is the calm of paradise, the blessed. Alleluia, alleluia. Below them breaks a yet more day, the saints triumphant rising bright array. The King of Glory passes on his
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. This is another day, O Lord. I know not what it will bring forth, but make me ready, Lord, for whatever it may be. If I'm to stand up, help me to stand bravely. If I'm to sit still, help me to sit quietly. If I'm to lie low, help me to do it patiently. And if I'm to do nothing, let me do it gallantly. Make these words more than words, and give me the Spirit of Jesus. Amen.